Triad pairs lesson number one. Using the C minor triad and the D minor triad to create improvised melodic material over C minor seventh chord. In this lesson, we'll look at using a C minor triad and the D minor triad to create improvised melodic material over a C minor seventh chord. Triad pairs have been used to improvise melodic material for some time. I was first introduced to them by David Baker in the 80s, and later by George Garzon, and more recently by Larry Coons. Combining triad pairs with interesting rhythmic ideas will allow you to create a nearly endless stream of improvised melodic material. First, we'll get comfortable with the two triads in each of their inversions in just one key, concert C minor. That's D minor for trumpet and tenor, and A minor for alto saxophone. Let's play the first example over a sequenced ostinato pattern in C minor. One, two, Now let's play the second example. One, two, After becoming comfortable with the two triads and their different inversions over the C minor seventh chord, begin to come up with stronger melodic ideas by introducing rhythmic variations into the two triad structure. Move away from constant eighth notes as soon as possible. Here are two simple examples. Keep in mind that you can combine 1, 2, 3, 4, or any number of notes from each of the triads to create a more melodic and less predictable sound. Let's play through the next two examples. The first one creates a rhythmic grouping of 5 over the 4-4 time. That's 2 notes from the concert C minor and 3 notes from the concert D minor. Let's play this example. This next example creates a 7 over 4 rhythm, 4 notes from concert C minor and 3 notes from concert D minor. Try to come up with your own rhythmic variations. Let's play this example. Thank you. let's improvise together over the C minor ostinato. After we've played together for some time, I will leave the background track running so you can practice. As you can see, the use of two triads for improvising over a minor chord, even when only picking simply two triads, the concert C minor and the concert D minor triad, a variety of interesting melodies can be improvised. This allows for more spontaneity and a less finite vocabulary. I believe that by using a two-triad system, you can come closer to the art of improvising. This is Matt Otto. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson.